thank those heat sources and stores deep in the earth, the uranium, thorium, and potassium decaying radioactively to generate heat, the heat from jamming together all the nebular dust to form solid earth, the continuing accretion and solidification of the core. It's a tiny heat flow at the surface, only 60,000ths of a watt, but it keeps the Earth's mantle deep beneath us churning in patterns like water boiling on a stove, some parts hot and rising, some cool and sinking. About 1.6 billion years ago, that churning began scraping parts of the Earth's surface into continents we stand on. These movements also renew our land surfaces via volcanic deposits and mountain formation, good for our agriculture, among other things. Sure, you don't want to be right where these actions occur via volcanic eruptions and all those earthquakes. Now, over deep time, the volcanoes and mountains have changed our climate and our atmosphere radically, periodically driving mass extinctions of life. Some of the events are almost inconceivable. The eruption of the Deccan Traps in India 65 million years ago poured out enough lava to cover all the continents 70 feet deep and released enough CO2 to turn the Earth's thermostat to high. That big life form such as ourselves made it through is sobering. Our ancestors made it, and so did some dinosaurs. They fly and sing all around us, the birds. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.